This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Here we go with Jones under center here for the New York Giants. We're on the move with a first down at the Houston 45-yard line. And Jones back to pass, guns it long down the left side and caught inside the five. Good reception down to the 1 yard line. That's Darius Slayton with the catch, and Jones finally connects on a big play, first and goal at the one.
The voice of Vandy. Boy, he's good, man. That man got some pipes, don't he? Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has been named the starter for week one for your Indianapolis Colts, ladies and gentlemen. He'll start week one. I believe it's against the Miami Dolphins. September the 7th is the regular season opener. The starting quarterbacks in the division now, obviously alongside C.J. Stroud, Daniel Jones for the Indianapolis Colts, Trevor Lawrence for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then Cam Ward with the Tennessee Titans. Nothing for Cam Ward?
Not yet. I'm sure something will come around. Fake-ass Oilers up in Nashville, acting like asshats.
I mean, he is, I'm telling you, Cam Ward is that, oh, you're looking for something
anything will work.
There was something from the beginning. The first time he talked to the media, I think he said something about going out there and slinging his S out of the ball or something like that.
I like that quote.
Yeah, he's good. He's a Texas kid, man. You can lean in.
When you got the Jaguars laying out things like Duval and you got the Colts laying out that Nay thing, it's hard to compete with, you know?
Fair. Very, very fair. But Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. Luke, is this something you saw coming? Is this something that you're okay with? Or is this one of those would you rather Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson be the starting quarterback?
Yeah, I did anticipate this because I think Daniel Jones is just much better than Anthony Richardson at this point. Richardson of quarterback since he's entered the league, I mean, he's dead last in accuracy and completion percentage. It's hard to be a starting quarterback in the NFL when you're completing half your passes. You know, it didn't work for Tim Tebow either. So, no, I think this is the right move. I worry in the sense from a Texans perspective. I mean, they were nearly a playoff team with Gardner Minshew 2 years ago, and I do think Daniel Jones does have some ability with the right coaching or the right system. So this certainly makes the Colts, in my opinion, could make them more dangerous. But, yeah, I think this is the way to go. It's hard to run Anthony Richardson back out there. Plus, he can't stay healthy. He was injured this offseason as well. I figured Daniel Jones would get the nod, and I think it is the good move, the right move, to start the year with him if you're the Colts.
Yeah, look, here's the thing is I think Shane Steichen was in a situation where he's on the verge of losing a team. I think that's where Anthony Richardson, the place where Anthony Richardson, we can soft shoe this and talk about Anthony Richardson hadn't had reps and Anthony Richardson this and Anthony Richardson that. Here's the reality of the situation. Shane Steichen is in a situation where he's got to win football games. And number two, he's in a situation where he can't afford his team, his receivers, his pass catchers to quit on him, right? And you've got a guy, Anthony Richardson, that, as you said, is injury prone. Anthony Richardson has quit on the team, and Anthony Richardson is not wide receiver friendly. In other words, wide receivers, might they catch one for 80 yards just thrown over the top? Yeah, maybe. But in scheme, on time, on schedule, when guys are running slant routes or drag routes and for sure completions, is the ball hitting them in a friendly place where they can catch and run? And the reality of it is that Anthony Richardson doesn't bring that to the table.
He can't play dead in a horror movie.
And when it's all said and done, Shane Steichen, if he runs Anthony Richardson out there again, just because Anthony Richardson was drafted early in the first round, then all of a sudden, you're telling your team that you're making a decision based on a draft pick instead of the guy that actually helps you win ball games, a guy that actually helps them, you know, make money ultimately. And now what's happened is you got a guy in there, and look, Daniel Jones didn't. He didn't hang the moon. I mean, at the end of the day, Daniel Jones has got his warts as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Daniel Jones, from what I'm hearing coming out of the Colts locker room, is Daniel Jones, he works extremely hard. You don't have to worry about him quitting on you. In terms of getting the ball out on time, in rhythm, things of that nature, throwing a catchable football that these guys can catch and run after the catch, he's doing those kind of things. And, I just think Shane Steichen's in a spot where he's got to win. He needs his team on board. I think Anthony Richardson still do. You saw it in the first preseason game, not identifying a very vanilla blitz and getting injured and turning the ball over at the same time. Those are things that even the players, I think, at some point get the feel for. So Daniel Jones being named the starter in Indy, it doesn't surprise me one bit. I'm an Anthony Richardson fan. I would like to see him have turned the corner and been able to either, one, stay healthy and play that brand of football, that more physical Josh Allen brand of football, or develop and be better from the pocket. And just neither has happened. So Daniel Jones, I'll be honest with you, as a Texans fan, Daniel Jones scares me. Daniel Jones scares me more than Anthony Richardson does. If we're just talking about one drive, one play, then yeah, Anthony scares the hell out of him because he can hit his head on the goalpost with his arm or his legs. But playing them two games in a season, eight quarters worth of football, Daniel Jones concerns me more, significantly more, if I'm being honest, than Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Daniel Jones, he's won a playoff game before, at least, on the road nonetheless, where Anthony Richardson's just trying to – we saw him come in here last year and go 10 of 32 throwing the football. So, for sure. I mean, the Colts almost won the division, like I said, with Gardner Minshew. And Daniel Jones, I think, could have a higher ceiling than Minshew in that same system. And to your point – with the Colts, I mean, with the ownership change because of the passing, unfortunately, of Jim Irsay, you know, you never know how that impacts things, too, of with his daughters taking over. Maybe they're not Shane Steichen people, or they're not Anthony Richardson or Chris Ballard, the GM. I think anytime you have the ownership change, even though it's within the family, everyone suddenly, their seat gets a little hotter because when a new boss comes in, they usually want to make their own decisions or bring in their own people. So, you know, if Jim Irsay was still there, would Anthony Richardson be starting week one? Maybe, but now everyone's... you're a little tighter walking around that facility knowing your job's probably a little more on the line, and Daniel Jones certainly gives you the better opportunity to win.
Them daughters walked in there, and they're putting their foot down, huh?
Maybe.
They're putting their
foot down. You
never know. CJ Stroud, Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence, Cam Ward are your four in-division quarterbacks. Tyler, which one scares you the most? Not CJ Stroud. We don't have to play against him. The three quarterbacks.
I mean, if honest to God, right now I was just thinking of this, Clint. I was going to ask you particularly your thoughts on old Sunshine over there in Duval, and we'll get to that. But, man, I think I go with the rookie. I really do right now. And part of that being the sense of unknown with Cam and the Titans, and you just never know what you're going to get in a rookie. I mean, we saw it here with C.J. Stroud, rookie of the year. But I think I got to go with the quarterback in Tennessee right now.
I like Cam a lot. Don't get me wrong. I like Cam a lot. I'm a bigger believer in Daniel Jones. Just surviving the New York crap is admirable in itself. I've got to go with Trevor Lawrence right now, T. I see and sense everything you're talking about there. Now, my confidence level in Trevor Lawrence is not through the roof, but just talent alone, experience alone. You're talking about another guy that has weathered some crazy, crazy situations.
That's true.
In that organization. I would still go with Trevor Lawrence, but I really do like Cam Ward, and I think he is going to have an absolute killer season. I don't know that he's going to flirt with a C.J. Stroud type rookie year or a what's my man in Washington,
Jaden Daniels
type of year. But I do think he's going to have a hell of a year. We'll see. C.J. Stroud, Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence, Cam Ward. If you're just tuning in, the news is Daniel Jones has been named the starter in Indy Shane Steichen and the Colts decide to go with Daniel Jones over what was AR-15? Was he fourth overall pick? Third or fourth overall pick? Anyway, former
somewhere
first round.
All I know is he could hit the roof with that ball, man. It was wild.
He can spin it. There ain't no doubt. And just don't know, not real sure where it's going half the time.
But fourth overall.
That's right. Fourth overall pick. Daniel Jones is the guy. All right. Today, the Texans did practice today. And one thing I love is after practice, the coaches, players, head coach, coordinators, they all speak at one time or another. Well, we heard from one of the most interesting guys over there, fascinating guys over there, Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator. He spoke today after practice. We will have Nick Caley, Texans offensive coordinator. We will have him in full next right here on Sports Radio 610.